سلامم ای سرودم ای نگهبان وجودم ای غمم تو شادیم تو مایه آزادیم تو ای وطن ای دلیل زنده بودن ای سرود صادقانه ای دلیل زنده ماندن جان پناه جان
Homeland. Monica Jalili. That's the English translation. Ay Vatan is the Persian. And this is from an album, Elan. And today, this very day, what time did it happen? It was started last night here on the West Coast. It's Nowruz. So I wish everybody a Nowruz Mubarak, which means a happy new year. And that is the Persian New Year, as in Iran. I wish them a lot more than just a normal Happy New Year. Sending hopes and wishes for peace for the people of Iran, the people of the Middle East, the people of Sudan, Haiti, Syria, keep it going, unfortunately. And right here and now, for peace to be made in the United States, among the people, and may the people speak out and demand peace. I've got healing to send to all, and especially to Hope and Gina, to Stephanie and Issa, Jan and Lulu, Hamp and Janet, Noel and Luann, Karen, Jean and Carl, Tom, Steve, Ted, Mary Beth, Marietta, Riva, Kate, Lottie, and to all who are grieving for their lost family and friends, whether it be natural, what's natural? Death is natural when you're old. Older than me, even, right? Okay, let's make that clear. But too many deaths from the violence that's going on in the world. On the other hand, we have birthdays to celebrate. Muse Small and Kara Schufelt, happy birthday today. And to Cousin Earl, who's not really my cousin, but Earl Newman. And to Nancy Montgomery on Monday, happy birthday. And to you, if you have a birthday in the next, let's say, 364 days. How's that? Well, I've got some folks here. I don't think any of them have birthdays right now. No, no birthdays. But what they have is even better for the rest of us. They have music. And boy, do they have music. So I will introduce my guests, Minta Hefka.
Hello.
Oh, how about there? Now.
Oh, hello, Carol. Can everyone hear me now?
Now that I've turned on the mic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always a good idea. And Brent Fallis.
Hi. How's everybody doing out there? Hey. Oh, hey. How'd
Whoa. Hey, Brent. How you doing?
Everybody. Hello. It's all my science.
Brent is accustomed to sound checks. He's an impresario, so you know how it goes. And Minta and Brent have been on the show numerous times, mm-hmm. and you'll find out why in a minute. But brand new to the station and to this show. And have you been on radio before, May?
First time.
Woo! May is a triple newbie.
Yes.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let these folks not only tell you why they're on the show, because what is this show? Holy cow. This is Carol. I'm glad to be here. And the show is Arts Live and Local. And got lots of arts happening in this community. I also, right off the bat, want to say a very large thank you to Anonymous from Astoria, with a huge thank you. And Charlie of Astoria, programmer Charlie, with thank you for your lovely comments, both of you. Yes, the number here is 503-325-0010. I get so excited about the arts. Don't believe me. I almost forgot it was pledge drive. Not a chance. Today is my only pledge show. The drive started Tuesday and it goes through the 24th. If this show is valuable to you, or you just happen to tune in and want to pitch in to KMUN, you can call us here at that number, 503-325-0010, or go to kmun.org, kmun.org, and press the red button. And any time is good, as long as you step up to take ownership of this station, because this is community radio, the real thing. And it's your community, whether you live here or you just care about good, eclectic radio. That's us. 503-325-0010. Now, back to my artists. Is it Minta or Brent? Oh, did I call you Brett or Brent?
You can call me whatever you like, Carol, at this point.
We're old friends.
Yeah, I know. So, but you still have to speak into the mic.
Oh, yes, yes. This is Minta, and then I'm Brent. But I've been called many things, but Brent... Brent is what Brent, my mom calls, okay. called me for a while.
I'm not your mom. Okay, but Brent, would you like to tell us why the three of you are here, since you're the impresario?
Well, they just call me, and I'm thrilled to do it every time. No, so Minta is having a concert and at a very special sort of undisclosed location.
Yes, it's private.
It's right. Private, but we're going to send an invite out tonight that's on the show, and where everybody can get tickets and who they can contact.
Actually, I wanted to add on to that. Mm-hmm. And if people are interested in what we have to offer...
This is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow right? night, mm-hmm. please visit Minta.com. And that name can be hard to spell, so I'll spell it out for everyone. It is MINTAH.com.
How do you come by such an unusual name, Minta?
I don't know. It sounds like some people made it up and it worked.
Really?
My mom and dad. Oh. But it has no meaning.
Some people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not a traditional name.
No, it's just mom wanted no meaning. So that
I love that.
Because I'm part of many different cultures. It could mean one thing. One mm-hmm. positive thing in one place, and then one really weird Ooh, one in another place.
So we better be careful.
Yes.
That's interesting, because my mom said that I am meaningless.
Oh,
so
Brent,
that's so.
That's not
I'm
true.
Kidding.
That's
I'm
not
kidding.
True. He is kidding.
No.
He also is a fabulous drummer.
Oh,
and
start.
The beauty is that he and Minta have been involved in this. Series, a jazz series, for how long?
Time is going by so fast. I think this is our third year.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I am so proud that it has continued for this long.
Wonderful. That a real achievement. So there has been, if you knew about it already, there has been a change of venue. So do go to Minta.com and get all the news. But it's happening tomorrow evening.
Starting at 7 tonight.
At 7. And it's going to be fabulous. Now, are you still having all these musicians?
Yes.
What's the story?
Actually,
is Brent playing?
Brent is, of course.
Yes, playing drums. And then we've got, it's kind of a rotating staff based on people's availability.
Right.
But we have a wonderful young pianist named Brandon Nelson. He's done this before.
Yes.
Brandon is super, super cool, and just he's one of my favorites in town. And then Portland, Oregon. Yes, town. It all feels like town
right.
to me. And then this acoustic bass player named Ross Garlow, who's really fantastic. He's from the East Coast. He's from Philly, and he's wonderful. Just ask him; he'll tell you.
Yeah.
But he's fantastic. He's great.
So are these all, do you always put together a band of now living in Portland folks, and most of whom you've played with or you know what they sound like?
A majority of the time, yeah. And you know, with Minta's music, we want to make sure it's somebody who's really good, who can sight read and just might, in case there's a cancellation, somebody can show up and...
Right.
That's of a very high caliber and can also, you know, who's available but who has a good attitude, who's going to be fun to hang out with, because when you come down here, it's sort of the beautiful part about it. It's a family experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great community, so you want people that kind of fit within that mechanism, like you do in any.
So he's talking about this great community. That would be us, not just the radio station, but the radio station
yes.
as well. But this entire community.
Story,
I agree. It is. It's life-saving, especially in these times.
Totally.
And you have a regular gig in Portland as well?
Yeah, we actually, I mean, I play all the time and, you know, as a hired gun, but then I curate a lot of music and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we, I have a couple ongoing series that are monthly, and one that I produce is at the Kennedy School. And so Menta just played there, and she was there was all her concert. She wasn't just like the special guest. Mm. She did a whole concert with Greg Goebel and myself and Ross, and just did a fantastic job. So yeah, that's once a month, third Sunday of the month, every month.
What's your website for people to?
BrentAtChippendales.com. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I can't spell it.
It's just my name, okay. BrentFollis.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, because I already had. So, backing up a little bit, Minta.
Yeah.
You're still in school, right? Or you're going to be in?
I'm in school. It's college. I guess college is what they say nowadays.
Well, some of us still call it school.
Yeah.
What year are you in college?
I'm still figuring that out based off of credit transfers and things like that. So technically I'm a first year, but once that happens, all those credits get out of the way, I'm a sophomore.
All right.
So let's go.
Okay. And you have been singing forever. I know that because I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
And I think I first connected with you over the Three Leg Torso.
Yes.
Because they're one of my favorite bands, even though they are non-operative now. We've got the CD, so they're happening here. Okay. May Ishida.
Yes.
What's the connection? Please introduce.
Well, we met actually on Instagram. I found her music page and I was like, oh my gosh, this amazing musician, I need to get in contact. So I followed her, and coincidentally she
made the first move, guys.
And then she found my page, saw that I was interested in jazz, and she actually messaged me, came to my first show at the Jazz Station in Eugene, Oregon, and we just clicked instantly from there, from our shared cultural backgrounds being women in jazz and
Asian
women in jazz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had so much to talk about, and we've been collaborating.
This is actually our only third time hanging out, and we're already on a radio.
Yeah,
so that is so
quick.
It's moving quick, guys. Okay, now, Brent, you're a little bit older than that. Not much, a little bit. What do you think about these fast moves here?
It's making me tired. I'm a turtle, and they're hummingbirds. They're just.
I love that.
No, it's great.
That's I'm going to keep that description. Turtle and hummingbirds. Oh. Okay. I wonder if you two, you can tap on the table or something,
sure.
But if Minta and May have a song for us.
We do, and it's actually wanted to announce it as a part of your pledge drive.
Oh.
This is our way of showing your support and thanking you for all
Thank
of the
you.
Support.
Wow, lovely. This is a lovely gift, and I'm going to do my best to work the sound and make it good.
Amazing.
So.
Mabushi
hoshi. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you.
Tori mo utatte imasu.
Dream a little dream of me. Say nari nari and kiss me.
Daite nara sabishiku naru.
While I'm alone and blue as can be. Oh,
dream a little dream of me.
Stars faded, but I linger on, dear.
Mata anata.
Ooh, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear.
Kore dake.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you.
Hitori dakara sabishii.
But in your dreams, whatever they be, oh,
dream a little dream of me.
Dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me.
Oh my God, that is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I told you we clicked.
That is fantastic. Okay, so now people are listening going, wait, wait, what was I hearing? Yeah. Now we all recognize the song, but what language were you singing in?
Japanese.
Did you grow up in Japan? Or
no, I'm half Japanese. My mom's from a small town called Fukui in Japan, and I grew up learning Japanese from her and wanted to incorporate it into some jazz. Mm-hmm. With Minta.
I love it. And Minta, yeah. What language were you singing here?
I'm actually Thai, okay. Thai American, and my mom is from Thailand, from Bangkok. So that's also a funny connection, even though not exactly the same place. It is
it's
still
close enough.
Close mm-hmm. enough.
And both, each of you grew up in Oregon.
Yeah.
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 And with mixed yes. families, and here you are, and you sing in Thai and also German, don't you?
Deutsch, yes, yeah. I do.
That's Papa's language, so that was just beautiful.
Thank
your
you.
Voices work so well together. As a matter of fact, when you first started, and you sang the first line, and I'm watching the board, and I had to look up to see, wait Ooh. A minute, because it matches so beautifully. Hmm. Brent, huh?
Amazing. I know. And I just heard me.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
you.
Met literally outside
we
in,
literally
the,
met
in
our
the parking
audition.
Lot. Yeah. This is it. You're hired. You're both hired.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So now you know we have treats. And what year are you in?
I'm college? A freshman in college.
And rumor has it you may be. You're at U of O, is that right?
I just, yeah. Currently I'm in U of O, but I'm transferring to the new school in Manhattan.
Yes, I know
Big
the
moves.
School.
Big moves. I'm excited.
Do you have family there?
No, but I have a lot of friends scattered throughout New York. So
great, great. And now you get to go visit.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
And possibly do a fun little Asia tour. Along Japan and Thailand.
That's right.
That's our goal.
And Minta, you've been doing that. You've
yes.
been singing in Thailand and Germany,
yes.
and moving around. Actually, you just got back recently.
Yes, I did. And
couple
I'd
of months.
Love to share this, what I've taken away from that trip, and present it to some people.
That's fantastic. May, have you played in or sung in Asia or
no,
anywhere
I actually
outside?
Just started really taking singing more seriously this year, but I'm going to Japan in 3 weeks, so I will be performing there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, okay, folks. Minta Hefka and May Ishida are going to be singing. Brent Follis will be drumming and bringing three, is it? Other
two
other amazing musicians. The location, you can find out. This is tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. And go to Minta, that's M-I-N-N. TAH.com for the location and all other facts. And you can go there just to find out other stuff. Do you have, May, do you have a website?
We are working on
working
that.
On it.
And you nice. Can you can check out the website, and then once you find my social medias, that's a quicker way to get quicker mm-hmm. updates too.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, that means you use social media, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Delighted
thank you,
to meet you, May.
You
always
well.
Thrilled to see
yes.
Minta and Brent.
Thank you,
and,
Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Hope to see you tomorrow,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got some more music for you, and then my next guest is coming in, and here we go. Where are we? We're at Arts Live and Local, KMUN.org, with thanks to Anonymous, and also to Charlie. And folks, we're waiting for your calls, 503-325-0010. I do have a challenge grant. I have a challenge grant of $500 from a friend of INCO. And that would be Indivisible, North Coast, Oregon. And when you hear the next song, I think you'll can see where it relates. Most of you who listen to this show know where I come from. And March 28th, don't forget, that's No King's Day. And we mean it. 503-325-0010. Match that grant.
Ya basta. Enough is enough. Ya basta. Enough is enough. You ask why are we angry? I say look at history. The cause of all our troubles, it is not a mystery. There are those whose lives are easy. There are those whose lives are rough. Now is the time for us to rise and cry out, enough is enough! Enough borders, enough nations, enough corporate exploitation, enough racist air pollution, enough racist institutions, enough chains, enough cages, enough starvation wages, enough highways, gas stations, thieving corporations, we won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is the last war. We'll fight you in the streets and we will dance at your defeat. Yeah, basta. Boil, and you only bring us closer with each war you make for oil. Each union that you break and each ballot box you stuff. Bring us closer to the day when we cry out, enough is enough! Enough greedy politicians, enough gender role traditions, enough hierarchies, enough of living on our knees. Enough gouging of the planet, enough destruction of the earth, enough tearing of our flesh to see what the insides might be worth, or we won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is class war. We'll fight you in the streets and we will dance at your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. Now all around the world, the people are fighting back. Each day another shard of the system starts to glow. The people are crying out, enough is enough. Enough war and occupation, enough propaganda stations, enough enforced reality, enough police brutality, enough nuclear arms and enough factory farms, enough stolen women's choices, enough silenced women's voices, we won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is class war. We'll fight you in the streets and we will dance at your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. Enough words have been said, enough songs have been sung, enough protests have been had, enough banners have been hung. We are many, they are few, there's so much we can do when we use what we have learned and fight them on our own terms. Because they need us, we don't need them. It is our sweat and labor on which they all depend. They need us to drive their trucks, they need us to shine their crowns, they need us to be the cops who beat our comrades down. But what good are all those laws with no one to institute them? What good are all those guns if there's no one left to shoot them? We won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is class war. We'll fight you in the streets and we will dance at your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta.
You tell it, Ann Feeney, you tell it like nobody else. So, I have my next guest, and well, she's come from afar, and I will let her introduce herself because she's, you know, pretty, well, we're all special, but she's pretty special because I think she's been dead for a number of years. That could be one reason. So, please, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I do come from long ago. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Born
and far away originally.
Yes, yes. Far away from Astoria, anyway.
Yes, that's true.
So, I was born
in... Who are you?
Pardon me?
Your name, please.
Oh, my name is Abigail Scott Dunaway.
Thank you. I mean, okay, you know, there are people who don't, even in Oregon, who don't know who Abigail Scott Dunaway is, or who have heard the name, but they're not really sure. What did she do anyway? So why don't you just tell us?
Just tell, okay, tell us a okay. Little. Well, I did come across the Oregon Trail with my family at the age of 17, and we had several sad events. As you come across the trail, there's not a lot of things that are easy. It's a very difficult transition. And my mother died, my brother died along the way, and we settled in Oregon with my family. I was 17.
What part of Oregon did you settle in?
Well, the Valley.
Yeah, okay.
And Portland. I visited Astoria a lot.
You did?
And yeah, oh. And recently I visited, and it was wonderful to see so many people at the rally that we had at the library.
That's great, mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you're able to be here with us.
But I did talk to a lot of people because I traveled by horseback or by carriage through Idaho, Washington, and Oregon on my journey to get the right to vote for women. We wanted equal suffrage.
And I have my sign right here. Women pay taxes. Women obey the laws. Women and children suffer from dirty streets, impure milk, adulterated food, bad sanitary conditions, smoke-laden air, underpaid labor. Women clean the homes. Let them help clean the city. Vote. Yes, votes for women.
Yes, yes, yes.
There you go, folks. And
with my banners, I went around, and you can see that I am wearing the sash.
Votes for women.
Yes.
So was that a challenge?
It was a challenge because, of course, men didn't want to give up their right, their being able to control things.
Yeah. They would not be giving up their right to vote.
No, they're not giving up that, but they are giving up the control that they had. And there were even some women that would say, "Gal, go home and bake cookies. You know, don't be thinking about something like this." Mm. And a lot of men said, "We want a real woman." Well, a real woman is a woman who can control her own life and who can make decisions and be independent. And that is what was so important to me as I traveled, because I heard horrible stories about women who, you know, they might have had a husband that would come home after work and he'd been drinking, spent the money, and they didn't have money for food for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, of course, you know, I mean, I had 5 children.
Ooh.
So, you know, I was had a lot of responsibility. Fortunately, my husband was one of those wonderful men that understood women are intelligent enough to have the right to vote. So this part of our journey with suffrage was amazing because we started rolling and we started getting more and more people that recognized how important it is for women to participate. If 50% of the citizens have no say, that's not equal, and they have a lot to contribute, as we know today. Even.
So I understand that Oregon was a little slow on the uptake. That Idaho, this blows my mind. Idaho got the vote for women in 1896,
mm-hmm.
Washington in 1910.
Yep.
And then Oregon came limping behind in 1912.
And Wyoming had it way before us,
good
too.
Good heavens.
Yes. So there were 3 or 4 states that, yes, it's embarrassing,
yeah.
for our state.
But we got it now.
And
we need to use it.
Absolutely.
And that's part of what you're...
That's why I'm here, Carol, is to encourage people if they haven't... I mean, just think of all the women that I came in contact with that helped get suffrage for women. And in order to honor those women, we need to pay attention, get registered, get out and vote. That's the only way you're going to make changes. And if you want to see changes in the future, we all need to get out and vote.
Right. And that includes good men, too.
Absolutely.
Of course. What motivated you to get involved in this work? I mean, yes, you saw injustice, but you had a full plate yourself.
I did, and part of it was that my husband had a serious injury and could not work anymore. And it was up to me to get out, and I got paid a very small amount to go to these different places to tell people why it's important to vote. And Ben was very supportive of me. And he was one of the first house husbands, I think, because he took care of the children. He managed the cleaning, made the meals. He did everything that I couldn't do while I was out traveling and talking to people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And part of my other parts of moving to Oregon, I became a milliner. I was a teacher. And in those jobs, I met so many women that were suffering from inequality. Did you know that at that time, women couldn't even have their own children if the husband wanted, if he was an alcoholic and drinking down at the pub and she wanted to leave him, he could keep the children. Even her sewing machine that she owned to sew clothes and mend for the neighbors, if he wanted to keep it, he could keep the sewing machine. If she had a dowry from her husband, from her father, he could keep that. Mm-hmm. So they owned nothing. They were owned. The women were owned.
Ironically, this is still the case in some countries.
It is.
Fortunately, not here.
Yes.
And, okay, now, do you have an alter ego?
An alter ego?
Starts with an L.
Yes. The alter ego is Larie. And sometimes I pretend to be her.
Larie has been my guest.
For how many years?
Many, many years. Abigail, not quite so often. But Larie always wears a hat of some sort. But today she is dressed delightfully. She's always dressed delightfully, too. But yes, the hat says it all. I did hear something on the radio the other day. It was on The Preservationist, which is astronomist Ray Leading, whom has been on KMUN Astoria since she was a teenager. She started with youth radio, and she has grown and grown and grown, and she is now the president of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society with her own program.
Wonderful.
And she does wonderful interviews. Well, just the other day, her guests were two of the other preservationists. We have this great organization here, and that would be Lori Serafin and Lori Kramer Serafin and John Goodenberger. And John was talking. Now, I've known John for many, many, many years, and I always listen carefully when he talks. And this time I was listening really hard, but even so, I tried to jot down so I asked him, and he kindly sent me the information in writing. I think everybody in the audience, including Abigail and Larie, and my other wonderful guest in the studio, whom you'll meet in a minute, will be interested. This is historian, preservationist, author, John Goodenberger, who has an upcoming book on the Flavelle family of Astoria. And he's co-founder of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society. Okay, here goes. The Tillicum House, which is where we are sitting right now. However, that is the name that we gave to it. Tillicum is Chinookan for friendship. Made sense. Mm-hmm. However, this house was constructed for Thaddeus and Georgia Trulinger. Thaddeus Trulinger's parents were John C. and Hannah Trulinger. According to Comtux, which is from the Clatsop Heritage Museum, wonderful, you should become a member, you get it in the mail. According to Comtux, his mother, Hannah, was the chair of the of Clatsop County's branch of the Oregon Suffrage Association, established in 1872 by my guest, Abigail Scott Dunaway.
Yes, that's right.
Incredible?
That's incredible.
So where we're sitting, and who you are, it's all
in it's all tied together.
So Hannah served as chair for many years, but in the 1880s, her daughter Isabella took over the position as the chair of Clatsop County branch of Oregon Suffrage Association. Isabella married Theodore Greer. She became Oregon's first lady when he was elected governor in 1900. Thaddeus Trulinger, owner of the Tillicum House, where we are now, folks, that's KMUN's home, held several jobs, including running a logging camp in Waluski, was chief engineer at the Astoria Quarantine Station at Napton Cove, thank you, Nancy and daughter, and operated a grocery store with his brother-in-law and sister-in-law. You're not going to believe this. I mean, this is like, boom.
Yeah.
John and Dora Baudelet. That name should sound familiar, coming up in a minute. While working at the quarantine station, he likely ran into his neighbor, Dr. J. Tuttle, who lived just east of the Tillicum House. Shout out to Doug Sweet, who lived in that, our second, long-term manager, lived in that house. More history? Okay, last little gem. Thaddeus's wife, Georgia Baudelet, was the great-niece of Chief Comely's daughter. Her sister, Dora Baudelet Library, Clatsop Community College. This is one family, including my guest. So, folks, check out John Gutenberger. He's full of stories, and he's funny, too.
he is.
But this is great. So I am very proud to say that I'd have to read it five more times to be able to remember it. But my conclusion is that KMUN is directly related to the Oregon suffrage movement, which you started. So thank you so much, Abigail Scott Dunaway.
You are more than welcome. And we really want people to honor her by getting out and making some noise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can start right now by calling 503-325-0010. Make your noise right here. Give KMUN a donation or, I still have $500 on the table from INCO, a challenge grant. Okay, folks. And so I'm going to say keep your eyes out for Abigail's, what did I call it? AKA Larie Johnson, who does many wonderful programs. And you can find her. Do you have a website?
No.
No. So just keep your eyes open.
That happened way after me. Sorry.
Well done. Well done. Okay. I'm going to let Abigail go because I have another guest here who is contemporary, although she is talking about things that go way back as well. So you're welcome to stay or leave, but I know you have an appointment. You're a busy woman.
I am. Abigail is all around town.
All over town. Okay. And if you see Andy out there, tell him to come on in. My last guest, official guest, is Layla Collier. And your official title, please.
So I am officially...
Today,
president of the trustees of the Friends of Suomi Hall.
And Suomi Hall?
Suomi Hall is an icon in this town. It is in Uniontown, downtown, and it feels like it's been there forever, at least to me, because I moved here in the late 1970s, and just kind of a second home, I guess, for a lot of people.
And Suomi is the...
So Suomi is the actual name for Finland.
Right.
In Finnish.
In Finnish, that's why.
So it's the Finland Hall, if you want to get technical.
Oh, but it's much prettier this way.
I agree.
And And there are a lot of people who listen from all over the world, and they aren't aware, perhaps, that Astoria is Scandinavian slash Nordic. Originally, that was the biggest populations, and Finnish was by far the biggest in this area.
Correct, yes.
And still dominates in many ways, and it is delightful. So, Layla, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. So, so Suomi Hall has a little bit of renovation that needs
a
to
little.
Be done.
How old Just is the building?
Well, I have to look that date up. 1886, okay. I believe.
That, you know, that's about... This yeah. place is maybe 1896, something
right,
like
that. Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it has a very interesting history with the building itself, having been, it had come down off the hillside. You know, they brought it down and then built it up. So only one quarter of the actual building of Suomi Hall is the actual original building. But
and it's on stilts in the
yeah
back.
I don't know all the technicalities of the pieces in that. That would have been Eric's place to he has all that technical jargon, but we do have an section of the building in the back that is kind of sinking, I guess is what you want to say. And so we have some definitive structural work that needs to be done, so we are in the process of doing some fundraising. And
I was gonna say, how are you paying for that?
Geez, interesting you should ask. So we do have a big banquet coming up in a week from tomorrow, actually. And it will be here locally March 28th. And it'll be at the loft down...
at the Red Building.
Yes, at the Red Building.
Beautiful space.
Beautiful space. Yeah. And so we're going to try to keep it as Finnish Nordic as possible. We have a great committee that's working on it. And we are super, super stoked about the whole event.
So is it going to be... I know you have a banquet.
Yes.
And then an
live silent auction.
Live and silent.
And a paddle call. So,
oh, of course.
So bring your checkbooks.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Do you take credit cards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we
so
do.
So does KMUN, by the way, don't
yes.
we?
Yeah. I mean, I think in this day and age, you almost have to.
Well, some, you do have to, but sometimes they can't.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
of the locale.
Yeah. No, we will be able to.
So people are going to eat well.
Huh? Oh, they are. And I was honored to be able to do some of the taste testing because the bistro is doing the food and it is absolutely divine. So I'm going to read just a little bit of what the menu is going to be.
Oh, boy.
My mother was Karelian or Karelian from the southeast section.
Is that on the Russian border?
Yes.
And has it... Did it go back and forth between Russia and Finland?
Well, kind of, sort of. My mother left her home area twice, and the second time was the last time. And that area was, from my mother's area, was taken over by Russia, and is still owned by Russia to this day.
Okay.
So one of the items on the menu is a Finnish Karjalan paisti. Which is like a Finnish stew, but it's not really a stew, but it is made with multiple different kinds of meats. This one happens to be done with some top sirloin, and it is absolutely delicious and mouthwatering.
That's one of the ones you got to taste.
Yes. And it's traditionally served with mashed potatoes, so a nice comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have salmon and dill sauce, lemon dill sauce, and it was, again, mouthwatering and delicious. And a rosoli beet salad. And a beet salad is very delicious.
What was the first part of that?
Rosoli. That's the Finnish name for it.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to throw that in because I love to roll the R's.
Well, I was going to say, and I've heard you speak and sing.
Yes.
You speak fluent
Finnish? I do speak fluent Finnish, yes.
Because your parents
Yes. did. My parents immigrated in the 1950s. I was born in the early 60s, and I didn't have a choice. That's what we spoke at home.
I want to just slip this in, folks. The first time I met Layla Collier was that she was the principal at the school that I paid taxes on. That would be Napa, Hilda Lotti. Mm-hmm. And that was great because I was doing folk dancing. And
yes, you
Layla
were.
Was a joy to work with.
Oh, thank you.
And then she left there and...
I retired.
Smart move. But not for long, because now you're doing this work.
I do all sorts of stuff.
Okay, what else you got?
Rye bread rolls, of course. You have to have rye bread. Yeah. Pickled cucumbers and a really delicious berried cobbler for a dessert. So, and there'll be lots of charcuteries and goodies.
What do I usually get at the Scanfest? Risipuro,
which is a rice pudding.
I love saying
it. Yep, and a fruit soup that goes with it. It's delicious. I make it at home.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. And so tell people, we don't give prices, but tell people how they can get it.
So if they go to the Friends of Suomi Hall website, they can, there's a scan there, donate button as well, and you can either donate there or you can purchase tickets to the event. However, I am going to say, as of this morning, we had less than 30 tickets left.
Oh, wow.
And we are
good
hoping
for
200, so we are less than 30.
You.
So if you are planning on attending and you're on the fence, better make that ticket purchase now.
That's
because,
wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's absolutely wonderful.
This is Saturday, a week from tomorrow night.
Correct.
That's March 28th, 5 to 8:30.
Yes.
And people will choose their own tables, or did they?
We'll have a seating chart.
Okay.
And we'll kind of help them figure out where their seats are, because we just had to, there was just a lot of logistics. So we do have a seating chart. They'll get their bid number, auction numbers.
Who's doing the
auctioneering? Oh, we have Henry Balanciefer, who's the mayor of Warrenton.
And a real
and
talker.
A former student of mine. So he did call in a little favor there. Yeah. And Matt Samuelson is going to be our auctioneer. And we have a special guest coming from Portland. He's the consulate of Finland in our local area. Veikko Valli will be there and say a few words of welcome. And then we pretty much go into the program and live silent auction and a paddle call, like I said.
Wonderful. Well, the food's got my mouth watering.
I know.
But at least so I do want to say one little thing.
Yes.
Maybe I've told you this, Leila, but I live in Brownsmead. I'm
yes,
in the same
do.
House for almost 52 years, 51 and a half. And we used to be on a four-party system, party line, phone. And so it wouldn't ring in everybody's house, but it would thump. Mm-hmm. Right? Short, long.
I know party lines.
You know, four people. Well, two of the other people are still my good friends to this day. That's Ted and Cheryl and Tori and Dan. The other party, who were my good neighbors, were Lila Booth.
And
Lila Booth's mother was a Finnish speaker.
Oh, yes.
And so I would pick up the phone and just sit there with the phone on my ear listening. I didn't understand a word, but I loved hearing this melodic language. And now I am a proud, I think somebody said I'm an Astoria Finn.
All right.
I said I'm an honorary Finn.
Of course.
I am a member for about 15, 20 years, thanks to Dinah Urell.
Yes.
You know, it's beautiful community here. Thank you, Leila. Again, go to Friends of Suomi Hall. That's Suomi dot something, or just if you just
.org, I believe.
If you just write that
if you
in,
just Google it. It comes
I think
right
it's
up.
The only one.
Yeah,
and you can just give a donation or get your tickets.
Don't wait
for a week from tomorrow night. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And have a blast.
Thank you. We're excited.
How do you say bon appetit in Finnish? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay. Well, you probably didn't say it in your family. So.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Check on that for next time.
I will.
Okay.
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
I'm
going to
let I know how to say thank you even. Don't tell me. It starts with a T. Lyle says it all the time on the radio.
Kiitos.
Kiitos. It's not a T, it's a K, but they're the same. They're both hard consonant. Kiito. Okay, thank you. Kiitos. I'm going to let Leila go if she needs to and wants to, but I'm going to ask Andy, and this would be Andy Eddy. That's A-N-D-Y-E-D-D-Y. Go figure. What a name, huh? And Andy is KMUN's Business Development Director. And we only have a couple of minutes, but I wanted Andy to tell you about this almost, it's quite new,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, we have a, KMUN has a show, and you've probably heard it around. It's called The Marquee. It plays 9 times a week. It's a 2-minute show, and it kind of just gives us the rundown of who's playing where or performing where in music or performing arts in the lower Pacific Columbia region.
And who gets to be on there?
Everybody. We try to, like, you know, it's 2 minutes, so I can't get everybody every week, but we rotate it to make sure every place that's had it. And if you want to get your show on the marquee, your event, you can put it on our community calendar at kmun.org, and I use that every week, and I pull from there first, and then we do the peninsula down south. We've got some places in Longview.
Great. Cool. Yeah. So folks, KMUN.org. Oh, and while you're there, you can hit the red button.
There's a red button that you can donate.
Or you can just call us, 503-325-0010. And I want to say a big thank you to Minta of Astoria, to Thron.
She's great.
Of Astoria, one of my favorite classical programmers, every Saturday morning with the best of the best. Wonderful. And also to Bruce and Eileen. And if you call us right now, you may be lucky enough to speak to Bruce. If you call next Tuesday morning, you may be lucky enough to speak to Eileen. Both of them are now bedtime story readers, yep, as well as front desk.
Yep.
Eileen just joined the
Eileen's
crew
every other Monday, because that's on my Monday when I have my show.
Right, so. And Bruce has been doing it for years. So this is the family here. You can become a member, and you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, look at what we do. We just had the Napa High School kids. They took over the December, January cover of The Current.
That's beautiful.
You know, they spent 3 months on that. We're going into schools. We're helping out. We're producing shows like The Marquee that gets the word out of events. It's a community organization, and it takes a community to keep community going.
And we also do this. We have a whole show about other nonprofits.
Yeah, Beach Grassroots.
Yep. And so we support nonprofits in the community. And we can't do that without your support.
Exactly.
So do call in, 503-325-0010. Call now or call anytime. Actually, anytime. But the pledge drive is through the 24th.
Yep.
We would love to hear from you now, because we are trying to reach a goal. And you know why. You know what the feds did to us. Not even going to go into that. But we really do need support. Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Carol. I love what you do.
Appreciate it.
Andy, you can just reach him at andy@kmun.org if you have questions. Want to tell you that the Coaster Friday and Saturday Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, and they were on the air last week. Peninsula Players last weekend, 12 Angry Jurors. Cannon Beach Gallery, 4 to 6 today. And has an opening 7:30 this evening. Astoria Readers with Outside Mullingar. And that's at Kala, Lion's Den, Siobhan Kaplan. And, 10 to 4 only, huh? Peninsula Quilt Guild Show. More than 100 quilts. It's happening. It's 10 to 4, so you missed today. But Saturday and Sunday at the in Ilwaukuk. Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum. Love the Larson. That's 16th and Franklin. Come on over. It's 12 to 4 all tomorrow. There is music going all the time by some of our local groups. Also, there's live auction, silent auction. No live auction. Silent auction and raffle, food and drink, and I'd love to see you there. Liberty has the Beatles. Pier 11 is featuring Pier 11 Studios Saturday and Sunday with Ben Rosenberg. And Nowruz Mubarak, Cannon Beach Gallery, is featuring the Clem Stark, the ghost of Clem Stark, with Fisher Poets, John and Jay. Gina Leach, Mo Bauman, George Wilson, Rob Seitz, and get out there. Enjoy yourself and do good in the world. Thanks, folks. KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.